reminiscent of a bygone era, Jethro Tull's Aqualung. It's 3.5 minutes past 11 o'clock on a Thursday, and you know that on a Thursday, it's always good to catch up with our friends from Tops at Lifestyle. Eamon and Valencia are in the house, and today we are going to be introducing you to Kleiner Salza from Stellenbosch. It's a Sauvignon Blanc 2025. If you're a white wine lover, then maybe this is for you. Welcome, folks. Lovely to have you both on the show.
Thanks, Dave. Always good to be here.
So let's launch right into it. Now, I think Kleiner Salza, we've actually had a conversation around before. Something tells me that back in the day, there was they're no strangers, shall we say, to Wine of the Week. But this is their 2025 iteration of their Sauvignon Blanc. Yeah. What do we know about it?
We've tasted before, Dave, but we've tasted their cellar selection, which is their entry-level Sauvignon Blanc. So now we're just going a little bit more premium. We're taking a little bit of a step up.
That's what we like to hear. Why we don't want to stay in this pedestrian lane. We want to hit the fast lane.
And it's reasonably priced as well compared with the other one that we tasted, the other Sauvignon Blanc. But this is from select blocks and carefully put together to make this 2025 what's in the bottle here.
Okay, produced from selected vineyards in Stellenbosch, Durbanville, and Darling. So they've combined various different terroir into this beautiful, I hope it's beautiful, I'm maybe jumping the gun here, but it seems that you're confident, Eamon, and Valencia. Mm-hmm. You know, I was saying it's quite sad for me that you never bring a really rubbish bottle of wine that I can get stuck into and rip the wings off. Because, you know, what's the point of constantly getting good wine? But I love it, so let's continue, shall we?
Yeah, I suppose we could organise that, Dave, but I'd rather not.
No.
There was that old South African comedian Leon Schuster that did a piece where they had they pretended to be auditioning for a new wine for a presenter, and they filled the wine glass with most unspeakable in terms of, you know, it was undrinkable. So the poor fellow did a rehearsal, went off, get his makeup, and came back live on camera, and he hoyed, and I don't want you to do that to me.
No, we'd never do that. Never do that. But that Leon, he's a...
So here it is. It's a it's a Sauvignon Blanc. We know that it comes from all the right places. And what do we know about it beyond that? What is it? Maybe we should do what we do so regularly and so well. Open the bottle. It's a screw cap.
It's another screw cap, Dave.
Which, as we've discussed before, has its advantages in that if you don't drink the entire bottle, which is, you know, it's up to you, you can always seal in the flavor and the freshness by applying the cap and having it over a series of occasions. But with me, it's never ever been the case that I open a bottle of wine and put the cap back. I just don't do it. I think it's rude.
You're like me, Dave. You're like me. Once the bottle is up, it's meant to be shared.
Yes.
Or, depending on whose company you're in, or friends, if you want to share or don't share.
Well, you see, Eamon, it depends. If the company is awful, you want to obliterate it, so you drink yourself into a happy mood.
Drink myself.
And if it's really good, then you share the love. Either way, you can't really lose with a good bottle of wine.
True, Dave, true.
So what do we have in the bottle? Now, we've got the colour is very, very crisp and bright. It's hardly any colour to it. It almost is clear, but it has a little golden tint.
Slight little bit of a tint to it.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a year old from vintage from last year. We're now 26. So 26 won't be far off now until it'll be released in 26 in a couple of months' time. So,
Well, it talks of the intense aromas of gooseberry, guava, and blackcurrant. And I was just saying, right away, I mean, that is absolutely apparent. Gooseberry particularly.
Yeah, it leaps.
But the guava and the blackcurrant, well, I'm not terribly au fait with the blackcurrant aroma, but with subtle grassy undertones. I always get a bit nervous about the grass.
The grassy ones, yes. The grassy undertones can be a bit, they can throw you off slightly.
But then you take a sip and the palate reveals what? Let's take a sip.
Hmm. it's layers.
Oh, yes, another top of the pops, man. This layers of complexity with mineral structure and fresh acidity, striking a perfect balance between the green and tropical flavors that this cultivar is known for so well. Well, there's nothing that I can say that wouldn't be complimentary about this one. It really is, as well, the notes describe, it delivers exactly that. And you say it's not terribly expensive.
It's not expensive. It's a reasonable price,
174.99.
Okay, well, you see, this is a typical a trick. You know, you put the price up to bring it down. Now, Jack.
Some places used to do that, but it's very. When you let that, when you after tasting it, you get that nice, that little bit of acidity. It's just sitting, just very sits slightly on mid palate.
It lingers, and it's lingering on there pleasantly.
It's not overpowering. The fruit, as you said, Dave, it's very expressive, and it's still there a year later in the bottle. It's just settled down a bit more, but very concentrated fruit all across.
It's a lovely, easy drinking wine. And I'm sure that this would be another to pair with the dishes of summer, because generally speaking, a good Sauvignon Blanc goes so well with what is the flavors and the fragrances of a summer table. So I think once again you have knocked it out of the park with the Kleiner Salzner Stellenbosch vineyard selection of their Sauvignon Blanc 2025. Presumably, you'll be tasting it on Friday, tomorrow, and on Saturday.
Friday and Saturday, Dave. We'll be doing from Friday 2 to 4. Saturday will be 12 to 2.
And you've got stock available, so if you get in soon. I don't think it's going to last very long, because this is really, for the price, you've got a premium bottle, a case. Many cases by now,
especially for
Christmas
Easter.
Rush.
Well, especially Easter, for Easter.
And it's good success before you buy.
Especially for Easter.
Easter's a big one, hey? Yes. I think Easter's sometimes bigger than Christmas when it comes to people coming down to Belito and enjoying life in the Belito way. So, yes.
Especially with the weather as well. We got great weather.
Yeah.
Great lifestyle here in Belito as well. Our lifestyle way. Nowhere else in the world can you go, Dave.
You know, if you look at what's happening in the rest of the world and you listen to people on the ground, I'm just talking about ordinary people, the sound bites. Everyone has got their challenges. I mean, we've got our challenges. But on top of the challenges is the lifestyle that we are blessed with in terms of the weather, the temperate Indian Ocean, lovely people. And, you know, wonderful opportunity to live life large. You don't have to be a gazillionaire. I mean, a bottle of this Kleiner Salzner Sauvignon Blanc for 100 and?
75 rand.
You see, under 200 bucks and you're in paradise. There it is. So, another good example of the wine of the week from Tops at Lifestyle. I look forward to catching up in a week's time for yet another.
Great, Dave. Always good to be here.
And Mr. Iglesias, not Enrique, not Julio at least, Enrique, the younger one, up next. Do you know? Or the ping pong song.